We're wrapping up our trip to San Francisco, where six people are vying to become the leader of one of America's most progressive cities. Incumbent Ed Lee is the presumed favorite in next week's mayoral election, but there are other candidates. Here's Stuart Shuffman, who goes by the name Broke-Ass Stuart, speaking to public radio station KALW earlier this week.
But a guy named Broke-Ass Stuart, that's me, is running for mayor in the third most expensive city in the world and getting a lot of traction doing it. That's a beautiful headline of some sort.
Amy Farrah Weiss is making the environment a big part of her campaign.
And I want to see San Francisco Bay Area, thinking regionally, become a leader in green technology and clean power. I want us to become a leader in eco-development and soil stewardship.
Francisco Herrera is a bilingual candidate who's lived in San Francisco for more than three decades.
I firmly believe in our wisdom and ability to create a plan and a vision that will allow us to develop San Francisco into a working, family-friendly city again.
Kent Graham is a retired hospital administrator.
Homelessness is not a crime. It's a condition. And everybody deserves a right to be respected and given the right to live in dignity.
And the last candidate is a guy named Reed Martin, who, as it happens, grew up in my hometown of Champaign-Urbana, Illinois, and was in my high school class. In fact, we were senior debate partners. I caught up with him on the steps of San Francisco's City Hall and asked him if he really thinks he can win this race.
Yeah, I mean, I think you have to, right? I think we're up against some pretty big odds. The current mayor is spending about $1.5 million, and that's not something that our campaign has. But I do think that as I talk to people and as I kind of have gone around the city, people get really excited and people really want this change. And so I get very emotional and excited about what the opportunity in San Francisco is.
You used to work at Apple yourself. And actually, I always tell people, I'm not sure if this is really true, that you invented the thing where you swipe your finger across the phone. But you had something to do with that, right?
Yeah, I don't know if I can officially claim invention status. But yeah, I think I was definitely integral in that design. I think it was a good, yeah.
So I've been here for a few days. I've been talking to a lot of people here. And one of the things that is very clear is that there's a lot of antagonism toward the tech community by people who are angry that prices are going up, that real estate prices are going up. You really think they want to put a person of the tech industry in as mayor?
Yeah. So you're 100% correct. I think there is a lot of concern, and rightly so, about what's happening in San Francisco and the role the tech industry is playing in that. But I think what we're really seeing is sort of a failure of our city hall and the policies that we have surrounding this. Our mayor has been putting a lot of money into tax breaks, bringing in a lot of money for these out-of-town businesses to come into the city, but we weren't scaling everything else at the same time. We weren't, you know, scaling transportation. We weren't scaling small business. We weren't scaling housing. And so we've created this dichotomy that's really strong. And I also think that the tech industry, especially on the corporate level, actually is a little bit out of touch with how they need to be interacting with the community. And I think people need to have a leader who knows how to interact with the actual industry itself and the people who are running those businesses and actually bring them into the city so that we can actually start solving real solutions and we don't end up with these Airbnb ads that we've been hearing about for the last few days.
So I want you to be honest with me about this one, because since I know you, I feel like if anybody is going to get a real answer out of you on this, I am. What is the worst thing about being a politician?
Oh, boy. The worst thing about being a politician so far is that...
Don't give me a political response. I'll be angry.
You know, honestly, I think it's a little bit of the frustration that we're not where we need to be and all of the pieces that need to come to place to get that to happen. And I think, yeah, I'll give you an example. The San Francisco Chronicle did a sort of invited us as candidates in to do a meeting with the editorial board so they could do an endorsement. And so they invited each of the candidates, including the current incumbent, Ed Lee. And they met with Mayor Lee kind of 2 weeks before they met with us and endorsed him immediately thereafter. And
before they had met with you?
Yeah, before they had met with me or any other candidate running for mayor. So, you know, we show up in the editorial board meeting a week later or 2 weeks later and sort of ask them, you know, what am I even doing here? Because you've already made an endorsement. You brought him in, endorsed him, and never took the opportunity to even talk to anyone else. And, yeah, that's a really frustrating process.
Now, you knew that I would bring up the fact that we were debate partners in high school, senior year debate partners. Our topic was electric cars. We won the debate. We were pro-electric cars, by the way. What did you learn from that that you've used in your political career?
You know, actually, I think some of the public speaking is probably pretty great. I bizarrely found myself at ease when we did the mayoral debates. I didn't quite know what to think when I went into it. And, you know, electric cars and transportation is still a passion of mine to this day. So getting, you know, particularly public transit right now. But yeah, so I think those general topics and skills have actually resonated more than maybe you might expect.
Really? You used some of that knowledge for your debates?
I definitely used the courage that it took to summon up, 15-year-old Reed to make that happen.
My high school classmate Reed Martin, who is running for mayor of San Francisco along with several other candidates,